Well, good day. I'm so excited about this challenge, about this series of pleasurable and difficult and ultimately rewarding encounters that we're going to have together over the next, 5, 6, 7, 8 days. I haven't totally decided yet, to be honest. And I think if you're really into it, you're going to have to just stick around and find out. Many of these scripts were written especially for this series, and I'm really thankful to the writer who was tagged in the comments. He just reached out and said, would you be into doing a series? And I said, I don't have the time really to make the writing happen, but I'd be so stoked to collaborate on denying and orgasm control and just developing that energy. It turns me on a lot. to know that people are holding out for me, and it's like an exchange of energy, and I love hearing from you. I know sometimes it's really, really hard. I mean, in lots of ways, but I also think it's gonna be worth it. So, without further ado, I always felt there was a misconception when it came to the concept of denial. It's always viewed as punishment, you know, like, you know what, honey, you're sleeping on the couch tonight, or you didn't beg mistress hard enough, so you won't be coming today, and that's not really my jam. I mean, coming is an intensely pleasurable experience. In that moment, the pleasure is indescribable. Well, you know. But the thing is, after that moment has passed, it's over. The pleasure is gone. And if you deny yourself, you may be denied that moment of pleasure, yes. But you enable yourself to experience a whole new level of pleasure. It's going to be a lingering pleasure. It'll infiltrate all of your moments. So that's why I feel like denial shouldn't be thought of as denying pleasure, but just denying coming. And that's not always a negative. So I am very willing to help you reach this new level of pleasure, but you have to do a few things. First, you have to commit. This takes some patience, and if you aren't willing to be patient, why waste your time? And second, you have to trust me. You want as much pleasure as possible, yeah? So I can help you. You have to trust me when I say it will be worth it. And last, you have to obey me. This doesn't work if you ignore me and do what you want. I'm doing this for you. I would love it if you would commit and trust and obey me. So when I tell you to do something, you do it. You understand? You can call me Miss or Superb. Good. So now, this is how it's gonna start every time. With you naked, laying in your bed, the covers over you, and your hands on top. This is important. It's also important that you stay still, so make sure you're in a comfortable position. Adjust your pillows, adjust your body. Make sure you can be fully present, listening to my voice, following my instructions. Good. And close your eyes. Take a deep breath with me. In through the nose for the count of four. Hold it. Exhale. We're going to do that again through the nose. Exhale. I want you to be aware of what your body is feeling. And feel the pillow cradling your head, like your head resting in my lap, on my thighs, or the mattress under your shoulders, like my arms holding your body. Picture me holding you. If you were to open your eyes, you'd see my tits directly above you. I could lean down and give you a kiss, or run my hands up and down your body. But this is about you achieving your own pleasure. I'm here to support and guide you. What else do you feel? Can you feel your muscles tightening and twitching? That's just the anticipation of what is to come. Anticipation that's growing stronger and stronger. Can you feel a warmth in your body? Can you feel your cock already getting hard, compressing against the sheets? Notice how good all this makes you feel. The tightening, the shaking, the warmth, the longing, the aching, the desperation. We're only getting started. Remember how good it makes you feel. Now imagine I wasn't holding you and your head wasn't resting on my lap. Imagine I was in between your legs. What would you want me to do to you? Stroke you? Suck you? Fuck you? Imagine my fingers, or my lips, or my pussy wrapped tight around your cock. Focus on your trace the pleasure as I go up and down on your cock. As I go up and down. Up and down. Trace the sensation with your mind only. As you imagine me pleasuring you. Up and down. Keep going. And I'll keep going. I'm gonna touch myself. And you're gonna listen. And imagine me sliding up and down your cock. Mm-hmm. Oh, it feels good. No, stop. Stop. We want to make sure that you don't come. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to deny myself this week at all. This is all for you. So slowing down your breath again, focus on the sensations your body is experiencing, and the longing, and the aching, and the desperation. Remember how good it feels. Remember how good denial makes you feel. You'll become very familiar with this feeling. Okay? Such a good boy. Trust me, it'll be worth it.